this video a few months ago. Somebody mailed me a copy. And I should have gotten it in the Infowars.com shopping cart. I want to talk before you leave today about getting these in bulk from you and selling them on our online video bookstore, because this is right along the lines of everything we do here, fighting tyranny and corruption. It's Never Get Busted. Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted Again, NeverGetBusted.com. And we're going to put that up on a site, up on the screen for you. You have done so much. I think the best way to start is tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, your career in law enforcement, why you got disillusioned, and then some of the amazing exploits for freedom and liberty that you and many other officers, by the way, are out there now exposing corruption. So it's great to have you here with us.
Hey, thanks. It's great to be here. Beautiful studio. To answer the questions, I was 8 years a narcotics officer in West Texas and East Texas. My bosses in recent interviews called me one of the top narcotics officers in the nation. I don't believe that, but I'll take that if that's what I need to get people to listen. I was involved in over 100 search warrants. I personally arrested over 800 people for drugs. I seized numerous autos and hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash. I worked joint operations with the FBI, the DEA, U.S. Border Patrol, and U.S. military. There's not any part of the drug scene in America that I didn't see. I got disillusioned with the drug war, and years later, I realized that the harms the drug war was causing was more harm than the drugs themselves, and I was involved in some of the corruption, and I did what every man's supposed to do, and that's to fix your errors. So I released these two videos. 2 years ago, I released one. Last year, we released the other one. And I teach all the secrets that our government taught me on how to put good citizens in a cage. And I teach how to counter those measures that they use against citizens. Coming off the success of that, Candy and I were in one of our CEO board meetings, which consist of us in our bedroom, pillow talking, and Candy said, you know, actually I was crying because of all the lives I had ruined, and I've got a nice family. I've got four kids, 16-year-old daughter starts Austin Community College, so we're big on family and education.
That's right, you're an Austinite.
Yes, yes, we just moved to Austin 5 months ago, yeah, to launch Cop Busters.
And you worked in Texas before in your career.
Yes, sir, out in Odessa, Texas.
Well, let's first get into how you got disillusioned, how you woke up to what's happening. I mean, there's the basic facts out there for folks to be aware of, that the drug war just gets bigger and bigger and more drugs are on the streets. And we've gone from less than a million in prison to over 4 million in prison and millions on parole. It just gets worse and worse and worse.
That's right. Even the DEA will admit that we have more people in jail than ever before for drugs, yet we have more drugs on the street that are more potent than ever before at a cheaper price. So the drug war has failed to the tune of placing good human beings, millions, in a cage. You know, every 38 seconds, somebody in America gets placed in a cage for pot crimes. So we're fighting that, and we wanted to expose the corruption in the drug war because our email box stayed slammed with people saying, please help me, there are corrupt cops in my town. So Candy said, honey, why don't you know, you were good at busting citizens, why don't you start stinging the cops?
So it was her idea.
Yeah, it was her idea. Yeah. 6 months later, we had our first cop stung in Odessa. We set a trap for them, and it worked.
I want to come back in a long segment and talk more about those stings and one recently that made international news that you ran and how you did those. I mean, I should have had you in here for 2 or 3 hours, but the good news is you live in Austin, and so I'd like to have you in every month or so to give us reports on the latest stuff you're doing, because this is just so exciting. And I mean, we can spend 10 hours just all the riveting stories of these stings that you've run and, of course, the films that you've made about it and how the public can protect themselves under the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijacker's ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Schenck. Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supplies. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Barry Cooper, NeverGetBusted.com, Cop Busters, and his wife, who is part of the dynamic duo, Candy. Again, the time we have, go back to why you were crying, why you were upset, why you were feeling bad about what you were involved with, what that basic corruption was, and then boil down some of those stings.
I was upset and crying because I've got four kids that I see every day, and we're big on family. And then I remember the look of kids on these raids that I was involved in, kicking in doors at 3 o'clock in the morning after throwing in a flash grenade, and mom and dad screaming, and we're screwing pistols into their ears, and the kids are screaming, and then we haul the kids off to Department of Human Services. And I remember those kids crying, and then, that didn't go away just because I left that house. That person's marked forever with that terror. And I was on the other end of a civil raid, and I remember the terrorizing effect that had on my kids. So I kind of got a taste of my own medicine. And Candy, I was drinking a lot of vodka then, like, most yuppie business type guys do. But I was drinking too much, and she would come out with bring me pot and say, here, smoke this. And I would smoke that and not want the alcohol any longer.
And that's why a lot of officers just interrupt, end up being alcoholics, the highest statistic in that profession, because it is a stressful, crazy job.
Yeah, it's horrible. But that's not an excuse either, But my point is, Candy helped me get off the alcohol, and I started smoking pot.
So marijuana helped you?
Helped me. It does something for me. It made me a more compassionate person, and I stopped and slowed down long enough to realize the harms that I was creating on this earth instead of helping.
Plus, he was much nicer when he smoked.
Yeah. Yeah. So I married my pot dealer.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And then I got on the internet and I started reading the statistics and what was really happening with this drug war. And I started remembering back to the corruption I was involved in, planting drugs on people. Lying on search warrants.
And that's standard now. That's standard now. I mean, not just Tulia, Texas, planting cocaine on 50-plus black people. Not just Houston framing more than 4,000 people. Houston Chronicle, not just the FBI crime lab saying it was standard just to frame everybody. I mean, this is the norm, not the exception.
That's exactly right.
You know, how did they induct you into that?
I believed what I was doing was right when I was planting the drugs and lying on search warrants. Because my parents raised me, anybody that does drugs is evil. And the school reinforced that when I went to school with their
programs. But it's okay to drink vodka or take Prozac.
It's not. It's better to smoke pot.
But exactly. I'm saying they push all these really dangerous drugs, but then go after marijuana because that's 86% of people that use drugs only use that. Without that, their drug war is over. But go ahead.
That's right. You're exactly right. And the church reinforced it. You know, went to church and... And so by the time I was a young man and the government got a hold of me in the police academy, they even reinforced those beliefs more. So I believed I was serving the greater good. I didn't realize that breaking constitutional law and taking freedoms away from people was causing more harm. I really believed at the time that all the corruption I was involved in was helping the movement, and that was to get drugs out of America. Ronald Reagan was one of my heroes. You know, Kevin Booth, I sell his film, the drug war film, that proves Ronald Reagan was involved in smuggling the cocaine. You know, I was arresting people with Ronald Reagan crack in their pockets. And it's just kind of the Oz screen fell. And what I thought was this big, powerful American voice turned out to be a little bald-headed tiny man that
well, you know, the British 160 years ago used opium importation to take control of China and set up a police state and then overthrow it. So this is really a formula to bring down a nation as a pretext to bring in the military, which they now use in drug interdiction inside the country.
Well, it's worked. Look where our country is right now. They're successful at scaring the American people. And hopefully our efforts will help fix some of that by exposing these cops on camera.
Absolutely. You know what? If you guys don't have somewhere to go in 45 minutes, we're live on the radio, the shortwave, everywhere, but we'll be just prisonplanet.tv and internet, but then that gets ripped to the web and millions see it in the aggregate. Maybe we can do 15, 20 minutes into overdrive so we have plenty of time to cover all this and play some video clips from your film.
We'd love to stay. We're honored.
Okay, I thought you lived in North Texas. I'm glad to hear you're in Austin now so we can, because I'm a big fan of what you're doing.
Okay, great. We're big fans of yours. Our email box is full of people saying you've got to get on the Alex Jones radio show. And we don't solicit our own interviews. We have done
two. But it's good that we ended up contacting you.
Oh,
so that was synchronicity.
Oh, it was great. That was great, Alex. Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Now, I mean, there's so much to talk about here. On the screen, we were showing video of you up in a helicopter over pot fields. What was that?
Well, Candy is our public relations manager, and she got a call. Actually, 2 days before she got the call from Channel 33 News, we were pillow talking, having another one of our meetings, and I said, our second film, Never Get Raided. We got to teach people how to grow pot and sell pot and not get busted. You know, liquor dealers are allowed to sell theirs, and they don't get raided at 3 in the morning. I said, well, the most expensive part of this project will be to raise the money to rent a helicopter, because I have a certificate from the DEA. They taught me how to fly around spot marijuana fields. And I was going to fly around, find a real clandestine marijuana field, sneak the film crew in, and explain what the growers did wrong from the ground for me to spot it from the air. 2 days later, Channel 33 from Dallas called Candy and said, you know, the DEA just busted 7 huge marijuana fields on Dallas City property, and they're 2 miles through the woods. No reporters will go into the fields. Do you think Barry would go up in a helicopter with us? We find the fields and sneak them in, you know, sneak us in for an interview. Candy said, well, of course.
Right, yeah. I'll call you right back.
And so within a week, we were in the helicopter. Candy and I snuck the film crew in. They got their interview for Channel 33. And then I remembered where the patch was from the air. So when we were finished with that, we snuck our film crew back in, and that's where I give the instructions that you see right now on how not to get busted for growing pot. And that was a field the DEA had busted a week before.
Amazing, and the film's just full of stuff like that. How do police officers that are still narcotics officers, how do they, on average, respond to you? I know there's thousands and thousands of police that have joined an organization that is, you know, former narcotics officers against prohibition.
Yes, LEAP.cc, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. 6,500 politicians, judges, and police are saying the same thing to end the drug war. But to answer your question, we get death threats from police, usually through emails. And I've kept those, you know, filed away safely, but they've emailed us horrible things such as, I hope Candy gets raped while you're in prison for releasing those films, and I'll see you on the shoulder if you ever come through my jurisdiction. So they're not happy about it, and which is unfortunate.
Well, because subconsciously they have a lot of guilt, and so they need to keep the facade going of what they've done when it's... A CIA aircraft last year crashed with 3.5 tons of pure cocaine, meaning coming from source, folks. They're caught all the time shipping. They ship the majority of the drugs in. The drug war internationally is only against cowboys that don't launder their money with them. The head of the New York Stock Exchange back in 99 flew to Colombia and met on TV with the head of the FARC and said, invest your drug money with us or we're going to invade your country. There's an international loophole where drug money internationally is allowed to be invested in U.S. banks. That's how open their drug dealing is. They ship it in, but that isn't enough to keep it illegal so they get big profits. Then they get all the incredible profits on the ground in the name of fighting the drugs. And police, you can't deny that anymore. I mean, it's been in Esquire magazine. It's been on ABC News. I mean, it's on record that the majority of narcotics are shipped in here by the federal government.
That's right. And we spend $90 billion a year now in this war on drugs. And they still are using the propaganda to make us believe that this country will go crazy if we legalize the drugs. When the truth is, we give millions of citizens every day doses of heroin in the form of Oxycontin and hydrocodone. We give millions of citizens doses of methamphetamine every day, mostly to kids, in the form of Ritalin and Adderall.
And by the way,
they're not burglarizing and raping.
100 million people, that just came out in 2008, 100 million people are now on serotonin reuptake inhibitors or Prozac class alone. 100 million. On the insert of that drug, it says it's in the hallucinogen, psychotropic class and puts you into a dream state and is highly toxic to the brain and body and creates psychotic breaks, suicidal tendencies. It's all in the literature that comes with the drug. Meanwhile, no one dies of marijuana.
That's right.
And by the way, folks, I'm not some marijuana person. I don't like it. It makes me paranoid. It's just not what I'm into. I like a Budweiser, and I don't even do that. Now, at least most of the time, I try not to. I'm not a pot guy, and I'm telling you, George Washington smoked it. And until the 30s, you could walk into any drugstore and buy heroin, by opiates, by speed, by cocaine. Coca-Cola had cocaine in it, and we had about 1/10, and you can go look at the statistics of Americans using those drugs that are now. By making it illegal, it makes it taboo, makes it profitable. Just like alcoholism tripled under the 10 years of prohibition back in the 20s and energized the mafia, corrupted the police. The very same drug dealers, Skull and Bones is run by the British East India Company, that's Mainline News, founded by that company that had the world opium monopoly. By the 20s, they'd lost their world monopoly, and the papers are now declassified. They lobbied to make drugs illegal so they could jack up the price several thousand percentage points and then use it to corrupt police on top of their profits. Because they'd done that, again, then 80 years before in China. And I know I keep going back to that. This is a program.
It is, and it's sad because we forget about our prisoners. Listen. To go into a cage, pretend like you're snatched right now into a cage. The concrete floors in those prisons and jails, they've been urinated on so much, the urine smells there, the food is horrible, you get a bologna sandwich.
And it's a college of crime. Stay there, we're going to come back and get more into this. We're going to go into overdrive today, folks, for a half hour. So for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and internet listeners at InfoWars.com, the show will continue. For our huge AM and FM audience, everybody else, we got 40 minutes left. Stay with us.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Living off the land, I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. With the rain, it hasn't fallen.
Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted Again, Volume 2, Never Get Raided. Former top narcotics officer. Over 800 felony and misdemeanor narcotics arrests. Former canine instructor trained by the DEA. Here's Volume 1, Traffic Stops. Barry Cooper is a hero because he is standing up and declaring the war on drugs is not working. It's Tucker Carlson, MSNBC. We're going to go into overdrive today on an additional bonus 30 minutes for everybody viewing and listening when the main radio show ends in about 35 minutes. But I wanted to go ahead now and play the trailer. I forget which one. Which trailer are we about to play?
It should be the trailer to Copbusters Episode 1.
Okay.
It's on copbusters.com.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and punch that trailer up right now and play that trailer from Copbusters for everybody that is out there watching. Are we ready with that trailer? Here we go.
Ow! Free Yolanda. Y'all planted drugs on Yolanda, and we're going to get her released and get the crooked cops busted. If you're a good cop, great, but you're not. You raided my house and nothing's going on.
On June 3rd,
later found out she'd been charged with possession of methamphetamines. I found out that she had been set up, that the drugs had been planted on her by an informant at the behest of Officer Gregory Travlin of the Odessa Police Department. Officer Travlin took him from the Odessa Police Department over to the apartment. He met with Yolanda, planted drugs on Yolanda, and then Officer Travlin followed her to her next stop, Iverson's, and then had the police officer pull her over at Iverson's parking lot, and that's where she was arrested. He testified that they told him to make sure she takes this back. When we call him, try to find out what we could do about all this injustice, he's told us, me and my mother, he said, the police got the wrong person. They thought she was somebody else. But once they made they had to go through with it. I mean, once you plant drugs, you can't say, oh, excuse me, we planted drugs.
I reached out to Barry and said, look, I told him all the predicaments that we was in, Mr. Madden and I, the case, Yolanda Madden, and things that were going on. And I told him there has to be some type of program, some type of entity out there that can come in and investigate these officers.
Basically, I've gone through the system. So what I had to do is I reached out to Copbusters.
Candy and I, my wife, brought a team of detectives into Odessa to set a trap to bust crooked cops in Odessa that planted drugs on his daughter, Yolanda Madden, and she is now serving an 8-year prison sentence. Our attorney was inside. They handcuffed our attorney. And then when they realized nothing was illegal and they had messed up, they released our attorney. I'm doing this for the attention of that girl that's in prison and the million nonviolent drug prisoners we have in prison right now.
Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, and the police with big smirks on their faces, caught red-handed, trying to engage in these activities. It is the norm to plant drugs, and more with hidden cameras, people are catching police at roadside checkpoints, you name it. How do they morally get to the point where they think it's good to send somebody away for 5, 10, 20 years, unlike the case in Tulia, Texas, where they just planted drugs on 50-something black people, most of them no criminal record, and then send them away to prison feeling good? I mean, that's evil.
I don't have an answer for it, except it is evil. And I was part of that corruption. And like I said earlier, I believed what I was doing was right. But I was a young kid, and it doesn't take much maturity and much research to learn that all that's wrong. And all the cops doing the drug war should switch like I did.
We're about to break, but what was the first time that you were a narcotics officer and suddenly said, this is how we do it? I mean, do they teach planting drugs in the academy courses?
They don't teach that in the academy, but when you get on the street with the training partner, if he senses that he can trust you and you're one of them, then they start showing those inside ropes that of course, they don't announce public.
And it's a sick gang mentality culture. It's sick what they're doing, but it's a brotherhood. Just like the Eastside Vatos have the sick code, so do the police. I want to ask when we come back, what percentage of units that you worked in and around are planting drugs on people? I would guess it's the majority. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Long segment coming up right here on GCN.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, the InfoWar has launched a new weapon in the assault against tyranny, the PrisonPlanet.tv live simulcast, where this radio show turns into a television show. We've been doing this for 2 weeks now in the new studio, about 8 months total. And again, the good news for all the viewers out there is it's having an effect. These TV programs on YouTube, every week alone from a few channels we're looking at the numbers on, over a million people tuning in and watching it. So that is something added to the 2 million radio listeners per show, and then just everything else. And the reason I keep plugging that is this is exciting because we're exponentially growing and reaching new people with this information and then meeting and finding new folks that have just done so many other incredible things. You know, I guess I'm a guy after your heart, you're a guy after my heart, because these stings, these exposing things, I've done these on the military, I've done these on world leaders, with satanic activities, with the Bohemian Grove, which is an offshoot of Skull and Bones, and then I've seen one of your films, now to be just today, seeing all this other footage, it's amazing. Now let's finish up with how this planting drugs works, answering the question of what percentage of police departments and units you believe are planting drugs, and then let's get into this latest sting you ran that made international headlines.
85% are planting drugs would be my guess, and I'm probably under-guessing.
And the public has no idea of this just unbelievable systemic corruption.
The public knows, but for some reason, like my parents and grandparents trusted politicians to protect our freedoms, it seems like the younger generation have realized it's up to the citizenry to get our freedoms back.
Now, going back to the department, where were you? Where were you working? I mean, did you immediately as an officer become a narcotics officer? How did that happen? And then what was the first time they said, let's plant drugs?
I basically overwhelmed law enforcement pretty fast. I climbed in the first year. I was already had my own drug dog that I was training for narcotics.
And where was that?
That was a Big Sandy Police Department. I made over 100 drug arrests in a year and a half on only 5 miles of highway with my new drug dog. And that's what got the attention of the Permian Basin Drug Task Force out in West Texas. They were under the TNCP program, Texas Narcotics Control Program. And it was there at the Permian Basin Drug Task Force where I learned to do all of these corrupt things.
And give us a case point example.
Probably one of the things that we repeated over and over is we claimed an informant saw drugs in somebody's house, and that was enough probable cause for a search warrant, when the truth is an informant had never been in the house to see the drugs. We called it a ghost informant. And we knew, being on a local state level, our informants did not have to show up in court and testify like they do a lot in federal court. So we were protected.
No right to face the accuser.
Right. We lied on the search warrants, claiming a confidential informant saw the drugs when they didn't.
And what would you do then with the drug planting?
Most of the drug planting took place through an informant. We would pull over somebody on the highway and arrest them for drugs and explain to them if they did 3 deals for us that we wouldn't file this case. And the 3 deals means to set somebody up for drugs. And the informants would actually go into the house, hide the drugs in the cushion of a couch, come back out and tell us, hey, I just saw drugs in their house. And we would raid it the entire time. The informant was the one who put the drugs in there. It's very common.
And you wouldn't feel bad. I mean, later you did. It was great to just go ruin somebody's life, to just go in, and because we're good guys fighting drugs, planting drugs. I guess the excuse was, we think this person is a drug dealer?
Well, we couldn't catch them. We really believed they were a drug dealer, and we couldn't catch them using the legal ways. So we crossed those lines and lied. And it's sad. I didn't feel bad for what I was doing then. Like I said, I believed I was doing the greater good, but I feel horrible about it now.
But during that period, though, you did wake up.
Yes, it was about 3 months before I quit law enforcement. I started noticing some things, and I quit law enforcement after I arrested the mayor's son with methamphetamine, and I arrested a city councilman with a bag of pot and a pistol, and then I arrested 3 crooks that the DEA had been chasing for a long time, and I got them all in one sting operation. So that pressure pushed me out. I didn't realize the error of my ways until I started raising a family and met Candy.
Oh,
and yeah, and she started seeing the pain that was in me and saying, what's wrong? And I'd just start crying and tell her, you know, all these lives I'd ruined, and I didn't know what to do about it.
He was truly a mess about it.
Yeah.
Truly a
so
mess.
She just kept taking the alcohol away, and when I'd get home in the evening, I'd go back to the bedroom and smoke a joint, and it took a year or so of healing and realizing and what to do next. And
figuring things out.
Well, that's what's so incredible, though, about the demonization of marijuana itself. The apothecaries, or who the pharmacists were, going back to when people were first here in the colonies over 350 years ago, it was one of the number one prescribed things by doctors, by barbers, who were kind of like a sub-doctor or like a nurse, and by the apothecaries, and it was sold out of the Americas all over the world, ships filled with hemp, with, you know, they use the Mexican name marijuana.
Like it is now.
Absolutely. And George Washington, you can read the old prescriptions from his doctor for gout and for headaches and stomach aches. George Washington didn't just smoke marijuana. On his plantation, he grew marijuana, not just hemp rope, that type without THC. He was a big pot smoker.
Well, I ran for Congress. I've done live debates. And if anybody thinks for a second that marijuana keeps you from being a producing individual, look at me and the millions of others.
Well, I mean, my whole point is that in the 30s, they had Reefer Madness, saying you murder and kill people on pot. They made all these movies to demonize it. They changed the name to marijuana using the Spanish name, so it sounded alien.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made something that George Washington and Thomas Jefferson smoked for toothaches in a pipe into something they put you in prison for.
Exactly. And that's why Cop Busters and you and never get busted or here.
It's a freedom issue.
It's a freedom issue. It's not just a pot issue.
It's not who, if you think it's wrong or if I think it's wrong, it has nothing to do with that. It's a freedom issue. If I want to do it, I should be able to do it if I'm not hurting someone else.
Well, exactly. I'm just speaking to those out there going, listen to him saying he smokes marijuana. It's evil. It's horrible. It's bad. The only reason it could be bad is because they've made it illegal. It's now under that culture of other illegal drugs. And so when you're out buying it, you don't know if it's good. You don't know if it's been sprayed. You don't know if it's tainted. You don't know if Paraquat's been sprayed on it. And then the dealer may say, I got something else for you that is really bad. And see, that's why we've got to decriminalize it so that it isn't in that whole culture.
Well, it certainly needs to be switched out of the culture it's in right now, because Americans are not going to stop growing it. They're not going to stop smoking it, no matter how many of us you put in jail. And if there's one pot smoker in jail, we're all in jail.
And then the states pass laws decriminalizing, and the feds say no and swoop in and federal.
Well, that's what bothers me. That's what bothers me. People said, well, you're supposed to change the laws through, well, I ran for Congress. I tried that. And here's the problem. They say, change the laws the right way. Don't release films. Don't sting cops. Well, every time the American people bring it up on the ballot, for instance, they just did this in Michigan for medical marijuana. The cops, the chief of police, are the ones that come out and say, no, we can't do this and start the marijuana madness thing again. So the government and the police tell us, go through the proper channels to change the law. And then when we try, they come against it. So it makes absolutely no sense. It's not fair.
Well, we've got to start with ending prohibition on marijuana. And then taxing it and controlling it like anything else.
I don't even like them taxing it for this reason, Alex.
But if I can get them to at least do that.
No, I would take that. But that's still saying, we'll pay you money, American government, if you quit putting us in jail for something we shouldn't be in jail for anyway. They should leave that plant alone. And if they do, it will do more good for America than all the tax money it could ever bring. But
well,
if they want to legalize it and tax it, we'll take that.
Well, it's an automatic tax. You said, you know, $90 billion a year. I mean, you're
billion.
Right. Yeah, billion. It's already a tax cut if we stop spending that $90 billion a year.
Yeah, good point.
So, I mean, right there, that's $90 billion that we won't be spending. Now, before we run out of time here, I know we've got 30 minutes of overdrive, but for the full audience, with about 18 minutes left, let's get into, just in rapid fire, some of the worst cases of corruption and setups you've seen, and then get into your latest sting.
The worst cases of corruption would be those where we put people in jail when the informant planted the drugs, and or we lied on the search warrant, and or we caused our dog to false alert when they refused consent so we could search their car, or taking an 8-ball of cocaine out of my pocket as an officer and sticking it in another man's pocket that's handcuffed and telling him if he doesn't call me within 24 hours to set somebody else up on a drug bust, that 8-ball of cocaine was going to be his. Then I would take the 8-ball of cocaine out of his pocket and put it back in mine. And within 24 hours, he would call me because he was so scared that I would plant that 8-ball on him. Terrorizing Americans.
Well, before we get into that sting, just briefly, my story growing up. By the time I was 12, I had older friends. I was playing baseball with things in the neighborhood in Dallas, middle-class area, Rockwall, actually, there on the lake. And I'd go over, and their older brothers would be smoking pot, and I'd smoke it and wouldn't like the way it made me feel. So I was never really into drugs, but I saw it going on, and this was an affluent area. And so by the time I was about 14, I had friends who were now 18, who I knew, you know, were suddenly driving Corvettes and having a great time. They were being left alone by the police. I'd get pulled over with them in the passenger seat, and they go, oh, you can go, you know, because they knew them. And I would be at a party, and I'd see plainclothes guys show up, and I knew these guys for so many years, they trusted me. Suddenly I was in the middle of this, seeing ecstasy, cocaine, LSD, marijuana, with police delivering this to teenage and then, you know, 20-year-old dealers who were running around selling this to all the yuppies and housewives in town. And again, by the time I was 14, I had a moped. I even had this one guy, this one friend's older brother, say, hey, just make marijuana deliveries for us right around the neighborhood. And I said, no, no, no. Then by the time I'm 16, I'm in Rockwall High School, and the very cops I know are connected to drug dealing are in and around the school, being called into the school when there's drug busts and things. And I started shooting my mouth off going, you guys are dealing the drugs. You shouldn't be putting people in jail. And then my dad starts getting calls that we're going to hang your son in a jail cell. They did, and pulled me over. threatened me in the car, said, we're going to kill you if you don't shut up. And we had to move from Dallas to Austin. My dad said, that's it. You know, we're out of here. Because suddenly cops were by my house driving around. They were pulling me over. They called me into the principal's office and said, we know you've stolen all the stereo equipment. And I was honest with the cop. I said, you're really evil. I said, I've stolen beer out of the backs of golf carts when I was like 13. A few times there'd be these golf carts sitting out parked at the, you know, pool. Sure. By the golf course. And we'd go, six pack. Mm-hmm. I go, that's all I've ever stolen. And once when I was three, I walked out with a candy bar. My mom made me take it back. And I said, I haven't stolen any stereo equipment. I'm not a criminal. And he said, I know that, but we're going to put you in jail and big black men are going to rape you if you don't go set people up for us. So their way of trying to make me shut up as all this was happening was to try to call me in and say, big black men were going to rape me if I didn't go set people up for stealing things. Then they called me in right before we moved and said, you know, we know you're involved in all these other criminal activities. We know you're involved in arson. And I was going, whoa. And then they found out we were moving. And it was the last day of school. And the cop walks out to my truck, you know, the head cop, and he says, Alex, I hear you're moving to Austin. Doesn't matter. You're a criminal. We're still going to get you, and black men are still going to rape you and give you AIDS.
Jeez. And you know, I've got some advice for any listeners, and this is the advice we give daily. If you're in a jurisdiction and the cops are picking on you like they were Alex and many others, you need to leave that jurisdiction. You need to physically move away from that address. Candy and I fled East Texas to come to Austin because just 8 months ago, one of them in a park, you were talking about how cops shoot people. Now they've got this neat thing they do, and they did it to Candy and I, and we're suing the department for it. We were walking in a park, and we got into a confrontation, and the cop, calm confrontation, I might add. And the cop grabbed his pistol and started screaming, you're not going to shoot me. You're not going to shoot me.
I thought he was going to shoot him.
Yeah, I instantly registered that as this guy's setting things up where when he shoots me, it's on video and camera that he was in fear of his life, which is what the cops need before they pull the gun. They have to explain they're in fear of their life.
In the threat continuum.
Yes. So he's already screaming, you're not going to shoot me. You're not going to shoot me. That way, if he had to shoot me on the video, it's like, man, I was scared. I thought he was going to shoot me because it was night and I had a cell phone. You know that.
That's what they're saying now about the guy
crazy.
That was killed out in California.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, we thought he was going to do something. They put out a false story. It turns out he was on it.
So we moved to Austin. It's safer here than other areas of Texas.
No, I know the police chief. He's actually going to be in here in 2 weeks in studio.
Well, he's got a problem with taking blood from people
DWIs. I brought that up to him.
Yeah, he's got to quit that.
But he at least is kicking cops off, which other departments won't, who are shooting people in the back. And
that's right.
And they should be charged.
Yeah, well, that's his reasonable service. That's not like that chief's doing a favor. And I agree. But that's his reasonable service. He's supposed to kick cops off that shoot people. Mm-hmm. But holding people down like they've been doing through the holidays here in Austin with a search warrant to pull their blood from them is craziness.
Oh, no, I agree. I mean,
and I saw the chief on. Oh, I know. I didn't think that.
No, man.
But I do take issue with that. I saw him on the news the other day proudly exclaiming and proclaiming, you know what? I hate that people drink and drive, but my freedoms are more valuable than the dangers even they bring.
Absolutely. And those that claim, give us your liberty for security, they always want to set up tyranny. And just finishing the story about Rockwall briefly, right before we moved, the sheriff, and I wasn't having trouble with them, it was the APD, or it was the Rockwall PD, it was the city, got caught by the feds flying cocaine and marijuana into the Rockwall Municipal Airport. So it turned out it was a huge drug dealing operation to all those wealthy people in that bedroom community. And just because I shot my mouth off a few times, that concerned them.
Mm.
And they were getting ready to kill me. Because then my dad had one of the city lawyers who he'd known back from college days call him up and say, get your family out of here now. That's all I'm going to tell you. Get out of here now. Or your son's going to be hung in a cell. We'd already had that phone call. And then I had him pull me over, say, you're drinking while driving, wasn't drinking, put me in the car, took me to the Rockwall jail cell when I was 16, and said that they would kill me if I didn't shut up. Now, that's America.
Fortunately, you got away. Yolanda Madden and hundreds of thousands of others in this country didn't get away. And we're not going to stop until we see some prison doors come loose.
Right.
Well, this is just an unbelievable interview. Tell us about the latest sting.
We were planning to go to Washington State, where I have proof and evidence that the cops there are raiding marijuana grow rooms using illegal FLIR cameras, the heat imaging cameras.
Yeah.
So we set a we were going to do that in Washington State. We had a group targeted, and I got a phone call from a citizen in Odessa that told me my ex-partners had planted drugs on his daughter and wanted to know if I could help. So Candy and I switched operations, and we rented a house in Odessa. We hired investigators to do surveillance and various other things that we needed before we set the trap. We rented a house in Odessa, and we placed one grow light in the room with two Christmas trees, and we started pumping the heat out of the wall. Now, I never get rated. My second video, I have an entire chapter dedicated how to beat the FLIR cameras. And one of the tips there is do not pump the heat out of your wall, because the cops drive by with these illegal FLIR cameras.
They see the port. They see the heat.
Yeah, they see the heat. And the Supreme Court has ruled those FLIR cameras are illegal to use unless you have a search warrant. They weren't illegal to use when I was a cop.
Stay there. Stay there. Final segment for the full audience in 30 minutes in overdrive. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Powerful information.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Right now, the world is a scary place. It's only a matter of time until we are struck again, but this time with biological and chemical attacks. The thought is scary, but it's important to hope for the best and prepare for the worst. The First Line Defense Kit allows you to do just that. The First Line of Defense Kit includes NutriImmune and NutriDefense, providing top biological host defenses against pathogen entry, and provides immune NK killer cell boosting. Also included, the NanoMask nanoparticular antiviral masks with replacement filters, providing supreme viral protection from airborne pathogens. And the First Line of Defense Wipes allows non-toxic viral and bacterial pathogen killing power on all surfaces. The First Line Defense Kit is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
All right, final segment for everybody. I want to tell you about a few sponsors, and we'll wrap up the live show, but continue in Overdrive Live. We're going to play this little six-minute clip from one of his films where he's challenging the corrupt police to not be corrupt. And then we'll talk more to Candy about some of the things she's witnessed and her whole view on this. I've got to have you guys back up for two, 3 hours. in studio because with me adding all my stuff, it just runs over here. Before we go back to them, two of the sponsors that made today's show possible are Akola Blue and My Solar Backup. Let me tell you about My Solar Backup first. This is the best unit for the price that we have found anywhere, and it's from our great sponsors, Solutions from Science, that have a lot of products up on InfoWars.com that we link to. And this is a great emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1800 power plant and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. It's just a great little unit, the solar panel, the power system that stores it. You can run a lot of things on this. You can order multiple units if you want even more power. One word, mysolarbackup.com, mysolarbackup.com, or give them a call to get a brochure or to order at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, mysolarbackup.com, a great unit. And in closing, with our sponsors, is Akola Blue that we have right here in the office, back there in the break room, in the office, grabbing more than 7 gallons a day out of the atmosphere. There's water in the atmosphere. You can't see it except when it's clouds. And then it goes through 5 filters once it does that. So an amazing system, AkolaBlue.com or 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044, ECOLOBLUE.com. It's an atmospheric water generator. You see Willie Nelson pitching his own similar system, but this is really a fantastic system. Again, AkolaBlue.com or big banners up on InfoWars.com. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. And speaking of plugs, I want everybody to see these films. You know, I get so busy that I never get to ordering new products, getting them in the shopping cart at InfoWars.com with all the other books and films that I've written or films I've made or other books and films we carry, like Kevin Booth's American Drug War that I consulted on. These videos, I've seen one of them. Everybody needs to get these. We're going to be carrying these the next few weeks at InfoWars.com, but I want you to go to the website, NeverGetBusted.com, and get them today. Get both volumes. He gets death threats over these. This is key information that everybody needs to have. So, again, we'll put it up on screen for the viewers as well, NeverGetBusted.com, and we'll play a clip from one of the films coming up in Overdrive. In closing, for the full radio audience that's out there in 2 minutes, other comments? Other points you'd like to make?
I'd like to make the point that in this second video, there's an entire chapter dedicated to FLIR. And secretly, one of the narcotics officers connected to the narcotics officers that we just busted in Odessa, he sold that footage to me out of his evidence room for $1,000. I just released that information on the internet the day before yesterday. In the first film, Traffic Stops 1, the same narcotics officer filmed his dog false alerting and sold that to me for $1,000. He's the same officer, Richard Dixon, that you see in the newspaper articles that claim Barry Cooper made those films for money only. The whole time he was spending the $2,300 that I paid him for footage for these very films.
I want to talk more when we go into Overdrive about how he didn't know he was selling this to you, or he didn't know that you were setting him up, when we come back, and a lot more. For the AM and FM audience, we'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 3 Central Standard Time. Very thankful for all of you out there. Be sure and support those local affiliates and their local sponsors. For everybody else, you'll want to go one place. My website's listen to the free audio streams or watch us at prisonplanet.tv if you're a member. Rebroadcast doesn't start now because we will continue to be live after this quick 70-second break right here on the GCN Radio Network and PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.